a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Don Block from the Pier, Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge are pages Tyler Peterson from Alpena, Wessington Springs, and Nellie Two Elk from Rosebud.
Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for the many gifts that you give to us. We give you thanks for the gifts of all of the people that are involved in the government of South Dakota. We pray that as this legislative season continues, that you will give us patience and guidance in our conversation as they relate to the bills and the business of the state of South Dakota. And we pray for your wisdom, that you will grant us wise wisdom to make wise choices in the things that are before us. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, we'll call the roll, please.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal. They're getting frisky, Karen.
The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 27th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Communications.
February 25th. 2010, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on February 24th, 2010, I approved House Bills 1005, 1006, 1034, 1045, 1058, 1094, 1096, 1101, 1103, 1108, 1120, 1126, and 1166, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
Any personal privileges? Representative Berg, do you have a Representative Berg? Do you have a personal privilege, sir, or do you want to wait?
No, that's okay. Thanks, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
If you'll bear with me, I've got several here to do today.
Please, ladies and gentlemen.
On behalf of Peggy Gibson and myself, I'd like to have the doctor of the day, Dr. Tom Dean, and his wife Kathy up there. Tom has is a 2009 practicing of the practice of the year National Rural Health Care Association that he had gotten a few years ago. And there is also a proclamation here for him. I'm not going to read through the whole thing. Also, on behalf of Gibson and myself, Drow County is represented through the Wetson Springs Area Development Corporation, Wetson Springs District 22, Avera West Coda Memorial Center, West Coda Manor, Shakespeare Garden Society, Jack's Links of Alpena. They also serve breakfast today behind the chambers for both of you. Also today, the Wetson Springs class is here, senior or the government class. Sandy Jones, instructor, along with Superintendent Lance Whitty. So if you could give them all a warm house welcome, I'd appreciate it.
Welcome to the Capitol. Thank all of you for coming out to your state capitol today. We certainly appreciate you visiting. Any other personal privileges? Representative Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're welcome.
Yes, it's either I have flowers or I have special guests.
You always got something going on over there.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the body, it's a special day for me, as it was yesterday, to have a special introduction, and I've had the opportunity to watch a little baby grow up into a bright, beautiful, talented, determined young woman who is in our midst today. And she had, when she was a young girl, set a goal. And in January of 2010, she achieved that goal. And she had, the goal that she achieved was to become Miss Rodeo South Dakota. And she has done that. There's a commemoration. If you want to go ahead and read it, I'm not going to read it all today. But it gives me great honor and pleasure to introduce Mackenzie Haley from Winter as the 2010 Miss Rodeo South Dakota.
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations and thanks for coming. Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and not to pile on and take anything from Mackenzie, because she is a very talented and educated and well-spoken young lady. But recognizing her last name in her hometown, you'll also notice that Mackenzie's very talented, very beautiful younger sister was recently on American Idol. And so that family comes very well, highly regarded, and very talented, and we're fortunate to have them in Representative Vanneman's district.
Outstanding. Anyone else? Reports of conference committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1014 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon, and recommends that House Bill 1014 be amended as follows. Respectfully submitted, Lance Russell, House Committee Chair, and Larry Roden, Senate Committee Chair.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 28, 29, 31, and 33 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Ryan P. Olson, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that Senate Bill 96 do pass. Carol A. Pitts, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that Senate Bill 86 do pass. Senate Bills 52 and 85 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Thomas J. Bruner, Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that Senate Bill 141 do pass. Senate Bill 101, 118, and 133 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Mark Kirkaby, Chair. And the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 45 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 62 do pass as amended. Chantel Krebs, Chair.
On behalf of Representative Christy Noem and Representative Brock Greenfield, I want to welcome the Hamlin Education Center, Hamlin Senior Class, with their teacher, Mrs. Kessler. Stand up, Hamlin. Welcome. Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1008, 1037, 1040, 1062, 1063, 1064, 1065, 1069, 1070, 1073, 1074, 1089, 1179, and 1189, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has amended House Concurrent Resolution 1009, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Concurrent Resolution 3, which has been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
You mean they liked all of our bills, Karen, except for a concurrent resolution?
Seems that way.
Interesting. Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 3, a concurrent resolution commemorating the 100th anniversary of the South Dakota State Capitol, and the Speaker has waived the referral to committee of Senate Concurrent Resolution 3.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the reports of the standing committees on appropriations on Senate Bill 66, education on Senate Bill 121 and 183, and commerce on Senate Bills 56 and 60, judiciary on Senate Bill 54 be adopted.
All in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consent calendar, especially for our students visiting us today and everyone else in the gallery, we're at the consent calendar portion of our day. These are bills that came out of committee with no opposing testimony and no opposing votes. We put them on what we call the consent calendar. We do not debate the bill. You can ask a question of the sponsor, and any member can have it pulled off the consent calendar to be placed on the debate calendar at any time. Go ahead, Karen.
Senate Bill 15, an act to revise certain codes and standards regarding fire prevention.
Senate Bill 15, having had its second readings of consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 15. All those in favor vote aye, those opposed nay. Clerk will lock voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Lust and Putnam. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
Senate Bill 15, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 57, an act to revise the time frames for issuing a decision in certain electric service area disputes and adequacy of service complaints.
Senate Bill 57, having had its second readings of consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 57. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
Senate Bill 57, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 51, an act to permit the filing of certain documents with the Secretary of State by electronic means and to provide penalties for false filings.
Senate Bill 51, having had its second readings of consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Speaker has a statement. This is a two-thirds ruling on this, as it's a civil fine not going to the general fund. Two-thirds. Any other questions? Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 51. All those in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Representative Wismer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted, ma'am.
I would like to take this opportunity to introduce you to my parents, Morris and Dorothy Jones, up here in the balcony from Britain.
Oh, welcome. Stand up. Welcome. It's great to have you here today. Thanks for coming.
Representative Lang. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
Senate Bill 51, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 82, an act to require certain state contracts to be displayed on a searchable internet website.
Senate Bill 82, having had its second readings of consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, the question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of Senate Bill 82. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Vanneman. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
Senate Bill 82, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct. Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar to the 29th legislative day.
All in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Any announcements? Hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, next Tuesday will be our first and last House Retirement Laws Committee meeting. It'll be at 4 p.m. I've got it on the agenda at 3, but I'm going to make a correction. It'll be at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, up in 413, I believe. And don't forget, March 3rd is Packer Day here at the Capitol. Thank you.
Sit down. Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. After giving the House Appropriations Committee members a little time off this morning, we will start at 8 o'clock on Monday with House bills. So Appropriations Committee, House bills, or Senate bills, I mean. That's right, we're over. Thank you.
Senate bills. You're not going to announce that bad day on March 3rd, are you?
Was that March 3rd Packer Day?
Sit down. Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please, everyone, remember, kids voting this coming March 9th, this coming Tuesday.
Kids voting.
Big night. Let's all give in everything we can, play, have fun. We're going to have a blast of an evening, and we are helping future politicians who will take our seats someday. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Further announcements, Representative Ryan Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought you were going to call on someone else.
Well, I was, but then I found you hiding behind your popcorn bag, so.
I'll have another reminder on Monday, but I know in committee we announced we were not going to have a tax meeting on Tuesday, but we are going to have a short one. So 7:45, we'll send out another reminder on Monday. Thank you.
7:45 tax, short on Tuesday. Any further announcements? Ladies and gentlemen, travel safe. I don't think there's any real weather to worry about, and we will see you first thing Monday. I have several acts to sign. I do need a couple of you hanging around so we can adjourn at some point. Speaker signing an act to codify legislation enacted in 2009. Speaker signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding insurance producer licensing. Speaker signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to life insurance refunds. Speaker signing an act to provide for certain mandatory training for county coroners. Speaker signing an act to repeal the responsibility of the Attorney General to fix certain liability insurance limits for sheriffs. Speaker signing an act to establish a process for persons exposed to certain bloodborne infections to require testing for bloodborne pathogens and to provide for the confidentiality of the source individual. Speaker signing an act to establish quarterly escrow payments by non-participating tobacco manufacturers. Speaker signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to the transportation of alcoholic beverages and to authorize transportation by religious organizations under certain circumstances. Speaker signing an act to revise certain provisions relating to the voidability of gambling contracts. Speaker signing an act to clarify certain provisions relating to courts continuing jurisdiction to revoke probation or suspend execution of sentence. Speaker signing an act to allow copies of juvenile files to be provided to certain named parties or by court order rather than limiting use to inspection of the file only. Speaker signing an act to clarify permissible insurance policy provisions. Speaker signing an act to revise certain provisions concerning the period with which tax deeds may be procured. Speaker signing an act to prohibit discrimination based on domestic violence in life and health insurance policies. Any further announcements? Hearing none. Representative Justin Cronin. All those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.